This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, the familiar sounds of the intro to another hour of conversation, the hour of power. That used to be a sort of religious thing. You're too young to remember the hour of power.
I remember power hour.
Power hour. What was the power hour? I don't know the hour of power, but I don't know the power hour.
It was an adult beverage game.
Oh, really? Adult beverage game. Does that mean like vodka and whiskey?
No, like keep it classy like wine. No, it was a beer game. The hops and barley variety.
Got it. Okay. And did you win as you played it?
Well, I'm not sure there are really ever any winners.
I get that. Here's a winner. 8-year-old girl chatting with the astronauts using her father's ham radio. Old technology. Boy, don't you love that. New connection. This girl who got to speak with one of the orbiting astronauts after her dad hailed him on his ham radio.
I didn't realize that astronauts did this, where they have a ham radio, too. And whenever they're flying by, they'll kind of just give their name and their location. And,
call signs.
Yeah,
too,
and it's
right?
just very, very quick. But when the astronaut found out they were speaking with such an excited young lady, kind of broke protocol and had a lot of fun with it.
Yep. Ham radio stations maintained, as you've suggested, on the International Space Station, and they occasionally talk to people who are on the ground, usually youngsters in school, that sort of thing. This is the classic radio communication, not like the modern communication that they use actually to talk back and forth. Every instant they're in connection with either Cape Canaveral or Houston or one of the stations around the world. But this young lady and her father had the opportunity to get connected to the space station and to talk. This child will remember this for her entire life.
Oh,
her entire life.
And she wants to become a communication specialist with a space agency when she grows up.
Yeah, good.
This is
awesome. Get a good start on it.
After hearing about the drive-by, or the fly-by, I should say, the dad pulled her out of bed and was like, this is our chance, let's go.
Let's go! Good. Good for her. Do you think I'm beating this thing that you can tell it really bothers me, this whole business of paying off student debt. And what it means, there are some people who have obligations. I'm looking at some shopping reports and market reports and stuff from this week. And I see that their Nordstrom's have done a poll of who's going in to buy their things and who isn't. You know, the Nordstrom rack, they have all the clearance items that go in there. If I need something, I usually go into a Nordstrom rack in Los Angeles and buy pants or, you know, underwear more than anything else. That's probably too much information, but anyway. the fact that people can't go in and pay for clothing that they may need when, in fact, they can, you know, there other people are getting the government to pay off their college debt. It just doesn't feel right to do.
I think to an extent it can be very powerful for a lot of people who could use this and better their education, better their lives, and in turn also help others.
Yeah.
But it's not a permanent fix. This is just short term. What's being done for future generations? Because it's not like these student loans are actually going away in the future. Students are still going to have to pay. Colleges are, it's still really expensive.
What's the plan?
To get your child to college.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Here's the story of Vanessa. Remember, for the past year or so, we've been talking about Vanessa Bryant suing the people that took the photos of her husband and her daughter in the helicopter crash?
Mm-hmm.
She got $16 million out of the jury awarded $16 million yesterday. She's going to give it to some charity, but
for sure. It was never about the money. It was the fact that this shouldn't have happened. This shouldn't have happened to the other families who were lost loved ones involved in this crash, and it shouldn't happen to anybody else in the future.
Other people in the news, Mac Rutherford, 17 years old, youngest pilot to complete a solo flight around the world in a small plane. Remember, we've been watching his, sort of talking about his progress the last month or so. 17 years old. What do your parents say to you when you're off, when you're ready to go? They obviously got him his plane.
Well, this is a family of pilots. His older sister broke records. Yeah. His parents are both pilots.
It's a family business. When you're out over the Pacific, I've often thought about this with regard to when went out and was lost. Why is her name? The woman, the first woman pilot to...
Amelia Earhart.
Yeah, thank you. And what she was thinking, or anybody thinks, I remember... The reason I ask it is because once on a trip back from England, I was upstairs in the 747, and somehow or other, one of the flight attendants asked me what I did for a living. I don't know how we got off on that, but I told him. So he told the pilot, and the pilot invited me to come into the cockpit as we were traveling across the North Atlantic. And I sat in the cockpit for, I did this two or three times when he used to be able to do it. Sitting, I remember being in a Virgin 747 landing at LAX and being in the cockpit. And it was extraordinary to actually have the experience of being there and watching how, you have to remember that the front tires of the 747 are 40 or 50 feet behind where you're sitting. And so they gauge everything when they're going in and out of the gate, for example, or they're coming off the runway. And it was the weirdest sensation to feel where you were and watch the plane do what it does. But the reason I'm thinking about the 747 coming on the North Atlantic is how vast. Here we are in this huge plane, but it's nothing. It's a dot when you think about the size of the North Atlantic. And this thing is going across the North Atlantic. So here's this 17-year-old kid in his little puddle jumper. What the heck is he thinking as he's going over these hundreds of thousands of miles of ocean? He's all by himself. That takes courage, man. I mean, that's really courageous, I think. So congratulations to him. At any rate, it's World Water Week. Let's talk about water some more right after this.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
When you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get great savings and round-the-clock protection, which is as beautiful as looking your firstborn child in the eyes for the first time. Well, that's a bit much. Maybe it's more like looking your second-born child in the eyes for like the third or fourth time. Point being, the savings and round-the-clock protection are really, really magical.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you old stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw.
Strauss says the skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. And learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's World Water Week. Usually each year, late August, early September, this is the week that is. And so I'm thinking about things that are relevant. What is more relevant to life than water, though? You got your body is 70% water. You can't live without water. Activities are more fun in the water, aren't they? Isn't it great to go swimming or go get in a boat and just take...
Even just treading water in a pool.
Yeah.
It's just so great.
So this year there's the annual International Water Conference put on by the Stockholm International Water Institute, talking about concepts, saving water, addressing the water problems. Look at the issues that we have in our country or elsewhere where this drought has dried things up. Where's the water going to come from this winter for Las Vegas, Los Angeles, any number of places?
And we think about the water crisis even around the world, just how there's so many organizations. Charity Water is one where you can actually donate your birthday, and instead of getting gifts, people can donate money, and they work to help people get adequate amounts of actual water in a sustainable way.
Yeah.
And it's great to see so many places and companies doing this, nonprofits, but it's astounding that it's such an issue in 2022.
Well, it's an issue because it's being abused and wasted. Look at all the water that we're contaminating.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, I'm always asking these questions, the whys, the wherefores. Where's water come from? Ever think about this? You've probably studied it in earth science when you're in high school. Do you remember what the origin of water is? There's been a lot of research done. And remember, when we look at planets like Mars or we go further out into the universe to try to find life, first thing that's the first answer to the question is, where, if there's life, if there's water, there's probably going to be life. No
or
water?
Was there any
no
sign
life.
Of water being there once upon a time?
Yes.
Any vapors and the gases in the air that's there?
Yep. Water there's nothing better than getting, I find this, at the end of the day, getting in the shower and washing off, just letting the water drip down your body and washing off all of whatever went on during the day. That I certainly appreciate. All right, here's something from the water department. A man spent a day out in the ocean looking for a wedding ring, and this guy found it.
Mm-hmm.
This woman from my home state of Massachusetts reunited with her wedding ring thanks to a guy that she met on social media who went to the ocean and searched it for days. Francesca Teal lives in Groveland, Massachusetts, tossing a football around with her husband in Hampton, New Hampshire, at the beach. The ring slipped off her finger, and into the waist-deep water it went. She and her husband tried to find it. They couldn't.
They couldn't, no. So she went to social media and asked if anybody in the area... It was a Hampton Beach Facebook group, and she asked if anybody had a metal detector and frequently visited the beach, the North Beach, and a couple people, I guess, tried. One guy was adamant. He, on three separate occasions, three separate days, went and looked. And sure enough, on his last day, right before he was about to give up, and he didn't want to give up, he found the ring. And he also found somebody else's wedding ring. And so now he's trying to find the owner of that wedding band, too.
Yep. Yeah. Isn't it nice how motivated some people just want to help? We're all, my philosophy of life is that we're all here to help one way or another. And here's somebody, there's nothing in it for him other than the reward, the satisfaction of doing something good for someone.
And the joy of continuing his hobby of using his metal detector. And this ring, it wasn't even just something that could have easily been insured and replaced, which I'm sure it was insured, but it was for great-grandmothers.
Yeah, very, very sentimental value. Okay, good for that person. 21 after the hour.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
American Family Farmer Podcast. 94% of the nation's counties have seen heat days double. That's going to affect what you're able to sell from your farm, what you're able to buy in the stores or on the farm. Look at July, third warmest on record. The climate change people are all over this.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on Doug's Good Day. I probably should call this Doug and Jay's Good Day because it sort of has a rhyme. It's a rhythm to it, right?
Yeah.
So Doug and Jay, Good Day. Yeah, that's it. Okay, we have some gossip to make sure we have to cover. This stuff is very important. Why is Sylvester Stallone getting divorced? Yep. Well, it involves Catherine Hagel is also in the gossip department, social media trending, and both the stories involve dogs. So we'll get to the dog stories after this.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wow-wa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
So Sylvester Stallone announced yesterday he's getting a divorce from his wife of 25 years, a very attractive lady. You would imagine someone like that be attracted to Sylvester Stallone, etc., etc., etc. No, I had it wrong. He didn't file. She did.
She did, yeah, for because, dissolution of the marriage.
Right, because he wanted to get another dog. And he covered up a tattoo of his wife with a portrait of his dog named Butkus.
Does the covering of the tattoo happen or before or after their marriage?
You know, I'm not really sure how this is, what happened, but I know that time-wise, yeah. But here we go. Somebody, well, this is, they obviously, it wasn't love and marriage and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and they said that they're both sad to announce it and that they both have a lot of love and respect for each other. They cherish each other. It's an amicable separation. So it just, I guess, to a certain point, it just wasn't working out in the married sense. But they hope to stay friends.
Catherine Hagel has a new dog food line, healthy nutrition. When it comes to doggy dinner time, she says that different dogs require different nutrients. She's a foster parent to two Rottweilers. She has nine dogs altogether.
Yeah.
Zowie.
And different sizes, different ages, different health needs. And she realized that she was just getting so many different kinds of foods. And she kind of has a holistic approach to her own health. And she started thinking, why can't some of this stuff also help with dogs? If our gut health is also connected to our brain health, wouldn't that be the same for animals? And started doing some research and developed her own dog food.
There are a lot of people who have done this. I wonder, because of her name, you know, the brand, is it going to be Catherine's Dog Food, or what are they calling this thing?
It is Badlands Ranch Food.
Oh, Badlands Ranch Dog Food. All right, I have to check that out. A lot of people in Southern California have come up with good dog food. I use Lucy Pet, which is a Southern California-originated dog food. All right, Catherine, good luck with that. 28 after the hour.
If you want to start the semester strong, Staples has you covered.
A gaming chair for my dorm. I mean, a desk chair for studying.
Staples has you covered.
A better way to organize my stuff instead of using milk crates.
A desk lamp to help me pull all-nighters.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off desks, filing and storage solutions, lighting and decor with the purchase of any chair. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 9/24. In-store only.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LUCK for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LUCK. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LUCK for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code LUCK for a $5 bonus.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The big contrast between Democrats and Republicans is Republicans thrive on small government, and Democrats love big, bulky government. Under Democrat President Biden, there are now more armed bureaucrats in government than there are U.S. Marines. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Biden's student loan forgiveness was done illegally.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone. He can delay. But he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
Nancy Pelosi in July of 2021. The The Columbus, Ohio Teachers Union and the Columbus Board of Education have reached a conceptual agreement, ending a strike and allowing students to return to the classrooms on Monday. We are USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Representative Chip Roy, the Republican from Texas on Newsmax last night, says Democrat President Biden's action to forgive up to $20,000 of student debt is an abuse of executive power.
What do I tell the plumber who worked his way through starting a business but didn't take out student loans, and now the government is going to give a $10,000 handout to all these student loan holders? What do I say to him? Because Biden is saying, screw you. What do I say to the GI Bill recipient who sacrificed and served our country and then came back and took advantage of the GI Bill? What do I say to him or her? Well, you know, screw you, because that's what Biden is saying. Look, this is all about handouts to people who have gender studies degrees or sociology degrees and living in their parents' basements. I'm sick of this stuff. The American people are sick of this stuff. This is the same philosophy that has the IRS agents who are now going to be going after hardworking Americans, the FBI agents who are targeting parents who dare challenge the education establishment, and now we're going to fund the very nonsense that are being led by an education and academia of universities that are polluting the minds of our children.
A federal judge on Wednesday granted the Justice Department's request to temporarily block a portion of Idaho's near-total abortion ban. The ban is set to take effect Thursday and would outlaw abortion in the state unless a pregnant person's life were endangered or if the pregnancy was a result of rape or incest that was reported to law enforcement. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Stephens Good Day Show.
Researchers at the University of Texas in Houston able to achieve something long out of reach, locating the G-spot where brain stimulators can make a real difference. I think it's more of you might want to tell this story better than I about deep brain stimulation and the G-spot and stuff, right?
Nope. I'm good.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for August the 25th. How do you do? Thursday morning, Jay Kirshner and I are taking you through life in our knowing and sometimes not so knowing ways. Life is about not knowing, having to change, right? You have to, if you don't know, do you change so you do know? Do you take the moment?
Grow, make adapt, the best learn.
Wait, say again, Jay?
Grow, adapt, learn.
Yes, I like that. Yep. Who taste tests Joe Biden's ice cream? Joe likes ice cream cones. Right? Isn't the president supposed to have there's a taste tester, right? That tastes all the food before the president eats it? Isn't there, is that still not... It used to be that was the way it was.
I
saw him eating an ice cream cone yesterday. I'm thinking, who taste tested that before he? Right? Huh.
I thought that was a myth. Or, like, only the queen.
I don't know. Putin has it done now. I know that. The former president, tell me what you would do in this circumstance or whether you agree with this movement. This is another... I like to present all points of view, neither here nor there, up or down, with my own political persuasion. A radio host was fired this week because he referred to Trump as Orange Face. The management of the radio station said that was inappropriate. People listening to the station who loved Trump called and complained, and then he got fired. Is that going too far?
What was the format? What was the station? Who was the audience?
No. It's a talk station, right-wing talk station. Has all the right-wingers on it. And this guy does the morning program, and he's a traditional, I don't use conservative because I think the word is abused by those who use it. I don't know what it means.
Because you can be a Republican and be liberal and be a Democrat and be conservative. Right. So.
Exactly. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Anyway, so in my mind, this is to the point of really...
What was the context of it? Because something about it just doesn't seem right because... Back in the high school days when I went a little too hard on the self-tanner, I would have been considered orange.
Well, but he's always been teased about how he puts the coloring on his face so that he looks like he's healthy. And he's done it. He's done the man tan booth, and he's put the stuff on his face.
It's definitely a healthier alternative than putting the straight-up tanning booths. I don't know. Yeah. It just seems like there's something missing from... The story of the firing.
It was, as far as I can gather, and we'll check with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine on it when we do the Talk Radio Countdown show. But as far as I know, he was referring to Trump, and just as an aside, orange face, something like that. Mm-hmm. And so I feel it's far more important. This is back to what we're doing, why we're here, what this program is all about. People ask me that all the time. What are you doing? Why do you have the approach that you do? And so when somebody sent me a note, I felt like I had to respond to it. They were kind of putting me in the same bag as the Fox hosts who yesterday took off on Biden because of student loan forgiveness. I'm in the same pew as they are, and I'm not. But I happen to have the same opinion as some of them have, based on what my own experience and my own feelings are. So just because I have the... you sound just like somebody on Fox. No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I have my own thoughts, thank you. I don't want to, and I don't need to be compared to somebody else who takes the same tone all the time. I've sometimes been critical of Biden, sometimes not. It's not about him so much as the effort to do something that I think is outrageously un-American. And so the cancellation of student debt and who qualifies for this, I think that's even, I think we've talked about this all morning long here. There are 27 million people who have these loans who could be qualified to get up to $20,000 in relief. So multiply that out. And then, I'm rah-rah shish kumbah for people who are going to get it. The $20,000 for Pell Grants, $10,000 for just general student loan forgiveness. There are a lot of people that owe a lot of money. There are plenty of people that owe $100,000. $200,000 student debt, depending on where you went to school and what you studied.
Interest rates, it's like you end up owing much more because it takes so long.
This could be
a genuinely good thing for so many people. It could be taken advantage of by so many people. But it still continues to beg the question, what's being done for the future of student loans? What's being done for the future of students in general?
One of the things, the forbearance here needs to apply to the interest rate. The interest rate is what kills you. I know Megan and I were paying off her college debt, and it took years and years. The interest rate was applied in such a way that you almost thought, you look at it and you think, I'm never going to pay this off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they need to address. The interest rate that these horror shows, these people that are the the gougers, if you will. I find it to be appalling. All right, so that's the last time we talk about that today. You know, if you listen to this program, it's no secret I really like and appreciate strong women in all ways and every dimension. So when we get a chance to talk to somebody with a woman who is accomplished, I'm happy to do it. Such is the case with Nicole Abbott, who is a female entrepreneur. I want to have her with Jay discuss how she built her business and why she went the way that she's gone. Nicole, welcome to our Good Day program.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
So you have a company called Babe Cosmetics, right? Do I have the name right?
Hey, Babe.
Hey, Babe.
Hey, Babe.
Hey, Babe.
Hey, Babe.
Hey,
Babe. Oh, okay. Hey, Babe.
I love that.
Yeah. So the idea of doing this business of, I'm actually, as we're speaking together today, there's a woman that I had on who runs a winery up in New Hampshire. She was on, I think she was on the farm show. I don't know if she was here or not on this program, but she's, again, somebody that is appealing in the sense that here we have this opportunity and we take advantage of it. Now, people can say, well, what's the difference between a woman doing it and a man doing it? Nicole, I'll ask you that question. What's the difference? Why attention being paid to you because you've been successful versus a man who might have done the same thing?
Well, I think it goes back to where I started. I have quite a compelling story. I'm married twice and I'm widowed twice.
Ooh.
Which is, you don't meet too many people like me. No. I always say I'm in my own Facebook group. And, after my second husband passed away, I realized it was time for me not only to, for 20 years I took care of my first husband and then my second husband who was quite sick. And so it was time for me. It was time for me to go back to what I know best, which is makeup. And I'm a makeup artist since I'm 17, and I'm 50 now. And so I chose to build this line of color cosmetics, and it all started with one pink lipstick called Girl Power. So that's really how Hey Babe was born, and I figure I go back to my roots as a woman, learning makeup at a young age of 17.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I love that your website says, Nicole, is how it's not about... So many people use makeup to basically change the very face shape. And yours is about enhancing natural beauty and showing the world the beauty behind the makeup as well. And that's just something that is so cool. How did you, why is that so important to you? Especially, you have two kids. What mm-hmm. as a businesswoman, are you hoping to encourage and force show them?
Well, we're all beautiful. And so I love to enhance your natural beauty. Before Hey Babe was born, I used to call myself like the Mary Kay girl who would show up with a pink case. And it was more of a freelance thing. You never knew who was walking in the door. You never knew who your client was and what she looked like. But what I chose to do was take her beautiful face and just enhance her that little bit more. My mantra is I always start with a very light makeup because I can always add more. It's when you pack on too much makeup and you take away from their natural beauty that then you are trying to get it off. So, there's beauty in all of us. I just think we have to bring out those beautiful features, enhance them without overdoing it.
I'm spellbound listening to the two of you. I'm thinking, okay, so what do I do when I want to put makeup on me? And this, men don't, but men do, actually. I was going to say men don't, but men do.
Yeah.
Right?
So
yeah.
I did just finish a shoot. It was a movie shoot over 3 days. And I probably had more men in my chair than women. So aside from selling the cosmetics, I do go on site and do these movie shoots. And so with men, and women as well, but we get shiny. So, you know, we perspire and we get shiny on screen. We've all taken a photograph where, you know, our nose is kind of glowing. So I have this lovely powder. It's a transparent white powder. It doesn't offer any pigment color, but it takes away shine. And I have to say, in my makeup kit, it's probably my best friend because we use it a lot on men. Some men wear eyeliner. Some men wear a very pale, pale lip. And, you know, will brush up their brows, comb their beard, make sure that they're, you know, looking their best. So, actually, it was last week, I had more men in my chair in one day than women on this shoot. And so, yeah, it worked, and they felt great. I actually bumped into one of the fellows last night at a party, and he said to me, you know what, next time I have an important party, I'm going to have you over and just to touch up my face before I have to head out. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah, it is cool. That's a great story. Where do you aspire to be in 10 years?
I aspire to be, 10's a long time, but I hope within 5, I am on the corner shelf in Walgreens or
no,
CVS.
Your product is on the corner shelf in Walgreens.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll be there.
There's so many choices to make here, but it's kind of cool. So if people are interested in the products that you have, can you get these online or you have to go to a store to get them? Yes. Where do you get them?
No, we're solely sold online. I ship worldwide. Yeah. And our website's great. I'm also available to contact through the info@heybabecosmetics.com. Okay. And we do have a coupon till the end of the month. With regards, in combination with your show.
Oh, that
and,
is.
And that guests are able to use, I believe it's Good Day 20,
right.
For 20% off.
At HeyBabeCosmetics.com. Thanks to Nicole Abbott. Best of luck. Continued success. It's 48 after the hour.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to sing it.
We're singing words now.
We'll even sing the business part.
Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive.
Now that's the commercial you'll remember, even if you don't remember the bundle and save with Progressive part.
We're singing that commercial.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is the end of the jingle.
A jingle about insurance.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
This is on the air, off the air. I can barely hear it, but I'm guessing this is a theme from some important movie, right, Chuck? Everybody hear this?
Unbelievably, Doug, unbelievably important.
Is it? Okay, Chucker, take it away then.
It's a theme to Beetlejuice from 1988. Today is the birthday of director Tim Burton, who turned 64 years of age. First Burton movie I saw in a theater was Beetlejuice. It's interesting because he was a graphic artist at Disney. Got a chance to do a short film called Frankenweenie, which was really good. And then he got Pee-wee's Big Adventure over at Warner Brothers. And then they gave him Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice was the first film I saw in a theater directed by Burton. I remember sitting there a Friday afternoon, opening day by myself. I sort of was mixed on it, but there was something about it that I liked because I love Michael Keaton, and I wound up seeing it again, and it really hooked me, and I think I wound up seeing it seven other times in a movie theater.
Good heavens.
Yeah, I had a little bit of an addictive personality. If I like something,
really?
I had a little bit of an issue. So other movies of Burton, Beetlejuice, he did Batman, which really was an important film in the industry. Batman Returns in 92. Edward Scissorhands, which is my favorite all-time Tim Burton movie. Ed Wood, a great movie. He collaborated a lot with, obviously, Johnny Depp. But he did have some misfires. When he got the job of directing the remake of Planet of the Apes, he was completely and absolutely the wrong director. And Mark Wahlberg's performance in that movie was as wooden as it gets. But I am a big Tim Burton fan.
Nobody would accuse Idris Elba of being wooden in terms of his approach to acting. I thought it was interesting this week I saw an interview with him and his daughter, who apparently said in the interview that she didn't talk to him for 3 weeks. She was trying to get a role in a new movie that he's in.
I read that.
Yeah, did you?
Apparently they had a really bad chemistry test. They weren't believable as father-daughter on screen as they are in real life.
Really? Isn't that interesting? I found that, that is kind of interesting. I like him a lot.
I like him, too. Can I bring up one thing?
Yes, please, Chuck. It's your time.
Okay, so yesterday, I'm closing up my business. So I always watch YouTube. Like, at the end of the night, I just see if there's anything on YouTube. So the new trailer to Disney's Pinocchio is released. Tom Hanks is Geppetto. Robert Zemeckis, who did Forrest Gump and Back to the Future, is director. I watched the trailer. What a great trailer. And it comes out September 15th. Great CGI. I say to myself, this movie could make $300 million at the box office in the U.S. And I look, Disney Plus. So they got Robert Zemeckis, one of the great directors, Tom Hanks, one of the great actors. A lot of money involved, and it's a Disney Plus release. Not
you talk about shooting yourself in the foot. What the hell's the matter with these people?
I don't get it. Like, why? I mean, this film has to be a $150 million plus movie easily, and they just want to put it on their streaming network. Mm-hmm. Again, we talk about this all the time, but I think it's completely unfair to theaters, and I think it's. I would use the word vicious. To be honest, it's just they're gonna destroy. Americana, which is people going to the movie theater.
Yeah.
If theater
for their own damn greed.
It doesn't make sense, but that's we're going to see how this plays out next year because it's really going to tell a tale, I think.
So there's a lot of hype about James Cameron's Avatar. We've talked about it here a couple of times. The first of the two movies comes out September 23rd.
They're going to re-release the first Avatar.
Yeah, right.
Re-release it again in 4K. And then this Avatar 2 will come out in December.
December, right. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to get the timing straight. This is something that will be in theaters only?
Yes, in theaters only.
Yeah. All right. So
and I believe it'll be in 3D, which I'm not thrilled about. No, I think so, because the first one really revolutionized 3D. And then it was really cool. And then the audience is soured on it very quickly. But we'll see how that plays out if theaters want to go back to that. Hope not. I'm not looking forward that much to Avatar 2 because as much as I love Cameron, Titanic, Aliens, The Abyss, Terminator, I think Avatar's a middling movie with a lot of good ideas and some good effects. But it's not involving as a story, for me at least.
What is it? What'd you call it? A mid-level? What'd you call it?
A middling. It's sort of middling. In terms of Cameron, best.
It's not even close.
Not even close.
It was intriguing the first time around. I don't even really have any interest in seeing the new ones. You know, I might see it, but I don't have a. I'm not excited about it.
I hope it does a lot of business because theaters need the business.
Exactly. I'm with you on that one. Chuck Curry here with Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner, 59 past the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.